today.
Tonight, hey everyone, this is Kate Delaney, and tonight we are serving up some of the best water cooler buzz in the business. So remember, from coast to coast, left, right, and in between, everyone has a chance to throw in their 2 cents. I don't care what stripes you have. This is the time of the year when, yes, people whine about the weather almost every place, but the biggest crybabies have to be in Washington lately. There are record temperatures in D.C. with the heat index. It's like 105. So I'm thinking, maybe there is a reason why they are delirious on the Hill. MoveOn.org removed. I noticed this. And then there was, I think, some stories on it, too. It's controversial General Petraeus ads from its website. Now that Petraeus is the big dog in Afghanistan, even the Taliban is endorsing the general. Meanwhile, it was moving day for ousted General McChrystal, the 4-star decorated hero that was brought down by Rolling Stone magazine. So with his bags packed and ready to go, at least a few friends finally come through, like Admiral Mike Mullen and Secretary of Defense Robert Gates. They had some parting words.
General McChrystal is a friend. He's a fine soldier and a good man, and he has served his country nobly and with great distinction for more than 3 decades, much of that last decade at war.
Like the President, I deeply regret the circumstances that made this decision necessary. General McChrystal is one of the finest officers and warriors of his generation, who has an extraordinary record in leading the fight against some of this country's most lethal enemies.
So, again, a few people stepped up to the plate to serve up some nice words for McChrystal. Hey, did you camp out for your iPhone 4? Loads of people did. Loads of people ordered the iPhone 4. Steve Jobs is going to make millions more on this Apple product. Everybody's about Apple. The future generation's coming up. PC is like dead. Even people are complaining, even though they're complaining about some of the problems. If you check out AmericaTonight.net, I mentioned it on my notes from a scorecard blog, it's still how much people love the Apple products, whether we're talking about listening devices, right, where you're bopping around and you have, how thick do you think mine is? I was looking at this the other day, the iPod, so tiny. It looks like an old-fashioned cigarette lighter. What a brilliant thing. Whether it's that or one of the Apple computers or perhaps the iPhone, I have the original iPhone, it's certainly going to be a huge success for Apple. And so much so, it's become one of these things where people camp out when there's some kind of Apple product that's going to be up for sale. Like the first days, it's crazy. It's like they fly off the shelves, just the iPhone, the iPods, and now this new version. Take a listen to this guy who sounded like he was lining up for a concert.
We had a tent. We had a blow-up air mattress. We had TV on my MacBook Pro. Just hanging out with some new people that you meet. It's just kind of a tradition with the iPhones.
Yeah, kind of a tradition. You bet. Okay, so we move from the general saga to Apple to a couple of other quick things that we're going to talk about on this show, including what's going on in Connecticut, because we know we have a lot of listeners in that state, and apparently Bridgeport was just demolished. I got an email from an old friend who used to work with me in Manhattan, and he said, boy, if you heard the latest on what's going on in Bridgeport, just how bad it is. The people reported seeing funnel clouds, and they were ordered pretty much to stay home with the state of emergency on Thursday. Buildings collapsed. There was structural damage, and parts of town were blocked off. And all you could hear was the buzz of the chainsaw in the middle of the night, almost like a soundtrack, they say. That's how bad it was. And this storm, it just battered the city with trees falling onto houses and blown over in the parks. There was the typical thing you get with the broken windows on buildings and cars. And of course, the Bridgeport mayor, Bill Finch, had to declare a state of emergency. What was he going to do? And actually ordered everybody to stay home because it was too dangerous to have people out on the streets. There was no 7-Eleven runs to get some late-night coffee. It was too risky. They couldn't figure out where all the pockets were of the damage. There was a lot of it. You had 57,000 people who didn't have power after the storm, and they were talking about winds that were clocked at about 80, 85 miles an hour, and it happened late in the afternoon, the worst time, right? It's right before rush hour. Rush hour anymore starts at, like, practically 3:30. So it happens at 2:30 and just pushes across and knocks over all these trees and massive destruction. And in the email my friend sent me, he's like, it looks like a war zone. It really does. When I hear you talk about tornadoes, that's what Bridgeport looks like. It was that violent of a storm. I don't think, and he lived in that area for a while. He said he didn't think in his entire life, from the time he was a kid, he remembers anything like it. Somehow this kind of got lost in the sauce with everybody since so many other things were happening and what's going on with the oil spill. But even a massive billboard just took off. One building just fell off and scattered debris, sending all kinds of bricks flying when it peeled off of the roof. And the worry was, hey, the way this thing flew off and at the time it did, who knows if there's anyone trapped. So they were searching around to make sure there was nobody underneath it. They brought out the dogs, the dogs sniffing for people and, you know, the cadaver sniffing dogs. A lot of them, to make sure that nobody got trapped in this. Wow. Hopefully tonight it's getting a little bit better as they're clearing up some of the trees. But, you know, this is going to take a while. Just a stunning storm that slammed into that community. It's that Mother Nature thing where it's eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and you never know if it's your turn or not. In Bridgeport, Connecticut, apparently, terrible, terrible storm. So we're sorry for all the people going through that in Connecticut listening to America Tonight, if you're even getting power. This is a crazy thing that happened to the judge who's now facing death threats after the British Petroleum Gulf Oil drilling moratorium ruling. How am I not surprised by this? There are a lot of people that agree with the decision. Hello, I have my hand up. And so the judge, Martin Feldman, in his desire to see that people aren't struggling to make a living, overturned the Obama administration's moratorium on deep water drilling, but not everybody was happy. In fact, he's getting so many death threats, and he was supposed to be a judge at a cooking contest at a school. They decided we have to have federal marshals surrounding him because we're afraid someone might try to pick him off. How sad is that? That this judge has to be subjected to death threats because of his ruling. This is a guy who was appointed way back when to the federal bench by Reagan in 83. So now he's right in the middle of this storm over the Gulf. Crazy. Coming up next, we're talking money, money, money. Don't go away.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Well, it's crowded and confused because maybe you've been starting to lose.
All right, coming up, we're going to change gears. You know, it's a woman's prerogative to change your mind, right, guys? I know Rick in Illinois has a wisecrack for that. Don't ask me about horses anymore. We do have the Breeders' Cup coming up in a couple of months. What, 3 months or so? No, 4 months maybe. Yeah, I think it's three. Don't start talking about the Breeders' Cup, though, right now. Maybe we'll do something on the show for it because we still have a ton of prizes to give away. That prize pack that nobody picked up during the NFL season just got bigger and bigger and bigger. So coming up in our next segment, a little bit of sports. We're going to mix it what happened at Wimbledon. Roger Federer went down and some other things of note that would be worth shoveling out there, plus birthdays and some news you can abuse. We'll mix all that stuff in, too. In the meantime, though, let's hit the headers. And when we hit the head, boy, there are a ton of things going on. I feel like I say that same thing over and over again. I'm going to get rid of that phrase because there's always something happening, including scam artists. Isn't it? It's just they come out of the woodwork when something happens. When I lived in New York and 9/11 happened and people were just hollow inside, I couldn't believe, I mean, I guess I shouldn't say that, but I guess I couldn't believe that people were trying to take advantage of the 9/11 situation. Oh, I'd see people all over the place. The last photograph taken when I was on the street from the people running over the Brooklyn Bridge, I was like, oh, it's just almost ghoulish. So you got these guys in Florida who are selling, I'm not kidding you, oil spill water as a souvenir. Yeah. So what does oil spill water look like? What they're saying, though, and here's the other twist on this, is not so fast before you attack us and lump us into that group because we're trying to raise money and awareness for the Gulf disaster. So if we add a different twist to it and sell this water, which is not really from the Gulf, they're calling it a pseudo chemistry lab, though, because they're trying to show what it would look like. and they're selling a 2-ounce bottle for $9.99 on oilspillwater.com. It's real oil and real ocean water, just not really from the Gulf. It's a simulation of the spill. And they say all the profits go to three organizations that are trying to clean up the Gulf. So they decided they would use motor oil to mix the stuff together. But they thought this might, you know, people might pick it up and they might buy it, and then we can send money to these organizations no matter how much we make. So the International Fund for Animal Welfare, the International Bird Research Center and Reef Relief and some other things would benefit by this crazy, wacky idea. How about they're using motor oil or crude oil. Why don't they just use food coloring? Wouldn't that work? You could use vegetable oil, and then that would look that would look like an oil spill, I would think. I don't know. Don't try this experiment at home. So as much as I would like to dog them, and it sounded awful when I first heard the story, upon further review, when you look into it, and there still are people trying to take advantage in the Gulf, this wasn't one of the cases of that. They're actually really using every single thing that they can, all the money they bring in, other than to pay for making it, they really are sending it off to those organizations. Hey, what's in the name-calling thing? What happens when you get into the name-calling thing? Well, usually it ends up in fisticuffs somewhere. How about this crossing guard who supposedly attacked a middle school student that taunted him? Middle school's rough. Boys in middle school, girls in middle school. The crossing guard says that, and this is, where is it? Of course, Philadelphia, that a teenager called him fatso, and it kept happening over and over and over and over again. It was, you know, he's saying he's a smart aleck kid, and he was at Drexel Middle School, but he was arrested last Thursday for beating the 14-year-old who taunted him. This guy's 60 years old, and he went after the kid outside a pharmacy after school. So this was a get-even thing. It was getting under his skin, so he decided, okay, I'm just going to wait for the kid, and then I'm going to go after him. He would say different things, fat man, whatever, things to do with weight. And when he was sitting outside the pharmacy, that's when the man came up and went after him. I don't care what names you're being called. If you're the crossing guard, you can't stalk out the punk kid and do that. The guy's name is Gerald Kelly, and the kid got a whipping. But he's done. I mean, that job's done, and who knows what happens. He's been arrested. Who knows what they'll actually do with him as far as charges, because he's been in trouble before as far as assaults are concerned. And this is another one of these stories where you hear about this kid and being a smart aleck, but then you ask yourself, why is this guy a crossing guard if he has a criminal history of assault and he's near kids? That's crazy. So who's going to pay the damages? The answer is the school district should have to take a bunch of the hit on this one. Why wouldn't they have screened this guy better? Are you kidding me? The guy's a crossing guard. When I went to school, the crossing guard was somebody older, like the oldest kids in the school. But, well, no, we went up to eighth grade. We went from kindergarten to eighth grade. And so the kids that were 14 were the guards. They were the ones that led you across the street. But it is a paid position in this case, and he was a paid crossing guard. It wasn't like some voluntary thing. That's nuts. That's crazy. That's when you've gone way too far off the deep end. Okay, Eric Holder, the Attorney General. One thing I'll say about him, he definitely has his hands full. There's so much that's happening on the legal side of what comes out of the federal government. He's juggling a couple of different things. And Eric Holder, one of the latest things I happened to catch that he dove into is the fact that you've got this justice lawyer who's accusing the AG of dropping the Black Panther case for racial reasons. And the case itself, what Holder said is that there were some problems, there were some holes in the case, and this former Justice Department attorney quit his job to protest how they're handling the new Black Panther Party. It's called the new Black Panther Party intimidation case. And he's accusing Eric Holder of dropping the charges just strictly on the fact that it's racially motivated. That's what he thinks. Drop the charges against the new Black Party. He said that's what he was told, and he knew something was wrong. Here's what Eric Holder had to say.
The support and commitment of the United States to improving the lives of the Afghan people and establishing the rule of law will really outlast any military presence in this country. The long-term stability of Afghanistan lies in the hands of the Afghan people. A key pillar of achieving stability is adherence to the rule of law.
Yeah, see, now like Elena Kagan, he is evading what we were talking about here with the Black Panthers. No, not really. That was him obviously talking about Afghanistan, which was another thing that he responded to during the day. And he keeps saying the same thing about the rule of law. And when he's asked about the legalities and drones and collateral damage and other things, he doesn't really go too deep into that. He really plops that back on to the CIA. But in the case of the Black Panthers, the Obama administration won a default judgment in a federal court back in April of 2009 when the Black Panthers just didn't show up to fight the charges. So they moved to dismiss the charges a year ago, and the justice attorneys sent a criminal complaint that was part of that injunction was going along, was proceeding. And it sounds confusing, but the upshot of it is that they're talking about they needed proof that the new party director controlled unlawful activities at polls or made speeches directed to immediately incite or produce chaos or lawless action, is a better way to put it, on election day. And any attempt to bring a suit against those parties based merely on their approval or endorsement of the Minister King Shamir Shabazz, who was the new Black Panther Party, would have likely failed. So this is the whole issue here, and it has to stem with the election. See how slowly the wheels of justice turn? We're talking about 2 years ago, and they still haven't come up with anything on this. He does have his hands full between all the things he's juggling. That's the fact, folks. We do, too. Meet us on the flip side.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, yes.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Here on America Tonight, we have birthdays. Back by popular demand, I've gotten some requests for birthdays. I think you just like to poke fun of me because of the obscure birthdays I come up with. But you know what? Ha-ha. Today is a good list. We have Dan Aykroyd. We have Carl Lewis. You know who he is? Gold medal, track star, come on. Pam Anderson. Every man knows who Pam Anderson is. Okay, she's got a big birthday. How about actress Liv Tyler? You know who she is? Of course you know who she is. And then we can throw in a few others, too. Maybe a few curveballs, but not as many as you would think. Ever hear of Twyla Tharp? Dancer, choreographer? She's got a birthday. How about Terrence Mann? Ring any bells with anybody? How about Evelyn Champagne King? Am I getting warm on that one? I'm going to say you know at least five of them when we get to it, but we're not there yet. Kate Hagen with you. Crisscrossing all over the place and mixing it all up. We just throw it all into the blender like a nasty margarita. So it is July 1st, another month, poof, gone, just like that. It is Canada Day when Slammin' Sammy called in. He mentioned that, and he's absolutely right. Also, on this day in history, in 1910, the original Comiskey Park, which was the home of the White Sox in Chicago for 8 decades, had its opening day under the name White Sox Park, or Park rather. The home team lost to the St. Louis Browns 2-0. Boy, different times then, huh? 1910. In 1863, the Civil War Battle of Gettysburg resulted in a Union victory, and it began in Pennsylvania. It's huge. I grew up not too far from Gettysburg. It's kind of fun to go out there and see Gettysburg. How about this? In 1867, Canada became a self-governing dominion of Great Britain as the British North American Act took effect. That's what we were saying. Canada Day. Yep. It's a day to be proud to be Canadian. In 1943, the pay-as-you-go income tax withholding began. Oh, that's lovely. How about 1997? Hong Kong reverted to Chinese rule after 156 years as a British colony. I remember that. I'm sure many of you do, too. 2004, actor Marlon Brando, he was the godfather, died in L.A. He made it to 80 years old. 5 years ago, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor unexpectedly, and it was, announced her retirement from the Supreme Court. Sam Alito took the spot. Wow. We were doing America Tonight when that happened. Rhythm and blues singer Luther Vandross died 5 years ago today in Edison, New Jersey, at the age of 54 years old. It was just 1 year ago that President Obama held an hour-long town hall forum on health care reform in Virginia, and now he's got health care passed. That was a year. All right, let's jump to some odds and ends. I found some really good ones earlier in the day that I think you're going to like. So don't turn this off if you say, I don't want to hear any of this silly news. This is interesting. You know, you get these greeting cards in the mail, or maybe you don't anymore. Or you know, you have to run out and get your girlfriend, your wife, your daughter a greeting card. They've got these cards now from American Greetings that doesn't have the sounds. Remember, you could record the sounds. But they've got these flavor strips that you can eat. The sealed strips have different surprise tastes to them. A cupcake, one that tastes like a cupcake, one that tastes like a donut. Oh, I could make a lot of jokes there. And another that tastes like a margarita. Seriously. But wouldn't that make you, if you're hungry, wouldn't that make you hungrier? Here, happy birthday. It's not the real donut, but here's a fake little strip like a donut. I mean, I think it's clever. I get it, but yeah, I'm going to just leave it at that. That is clever. Springfield, Massachusetts. This is kooky. You know, kids have mistakes on tests. They have errors on school tests. But how about this school in Springfield? The superintendent says he's taking responsibility for a test that was riddled with spelling, grammatical, and factual errors. There were two tests given to 11th and 12th grade students in May. In all, I guess about 100 errors between the two exams. This is the school giving out the exams, not the students. So instead of turning around, it was truning around. And for God's gay instead of God's sake. And there was even a little note on the page that said, this is the end of the test, when there were still two pages left. Oh, that's bad. So who put that together? Where they have some, could bring in someone in the lower grades. Could you put this test together for us? That's a typo. Like, some of those would be typos, but not 100 errors. That's nuts. I wouldn't want to wear a pink jumpsuit if I had to be in prison for some reason. So can you imagine most of the men that are in prison? In Oklahoma, in Mangum, Oklahoma, they're trying to make people think twice before committing a crime. So what they've done is the sheriff is replacing the faded and tattered, beat-up orange jumpsuits with pink ones. Devin Huckabee says male inmates don't like wearing them, and the outfits are an incentive not to break the law. He says the pink prison uniforms are hard to miss, so if an inmate is working on a project or being transferred, he's much less likely to blend into the crowd if he decided to make a break for it. You would think the orange would do the same thing, but I guess not as much as the pink. Wasilla, Alaska. You know where Wasilla is, the Palin family. You can say they've come up with some interesting ideas lately. The Alaska Distillery in Wasilla launched a new version of vodka that's flavored a little bit differently. You know what it's flavored like? Smoked salmon. This goes back to, like, the greeting card and the strips. I don't know that I would want vodka to taste like smoked salmon. So the man that came up with the idea says there's some madness and some drunkenness involved in this. His name is Toby Foster. He says the idea was to come up with local vodka that would stand out among the other bottles on liquor store shelves. And I guess it's going to stand out big time. Ooh, I can't imagine what that tastes like. We're going to go back to Massachusetts. This time, though, it's Quincy. And a city official in Quincy has come up with a way to stop people from viewing porn on public library computers. He says it's name and shame. He's asking the mayor to make a public list of people who have been caught checking out porn on the computers within the past year. The council approved it, so the library director is saying using the computers to access porn is against policy. They get two warnings before being banned. She isn't sure publicly naming violators would work, that with, you know, the people that are doing it, would it really upset them? Neither are the city lawyers and the legal departments. They're reviewing it, so it may not even go through. Hey, it was a good shot at trying the humiliation route. Cedar Rapids, Iowa. You know when you, that feeling, and this happens to me a bunch, I don't know why I get this way, but when you put a letter in the mail with a photo of your car going too fast, running a red light. Well, how about this in Cedar Rapids, Iowa? Traffic cameras have caught more than two dozen local police cars, patrol cars, speeding and running red lights. Police Chief Greg Graham said that the six officers have been issued letters of discipline because they didn't have their lights and sirens on when they were speeding to a call. Five violations turned out to be too much, and 15 others are under review. One police chief says in such cases, the cops have to be consistent, and they have to show no favoritism. And they're not in pursuit of anyone. They're just running through the red light hurriedly, probably to go to the card store to get the card that smells like a donut, that tastes like a donut, and has you salivating, waiting for the real thing. I give the company credit for striking out and being different, but that's when you have to ask yourself, wow, is different really, in this case, is different really good? And I'm going to say, yeah, no. Because licking the strip just wouldn't, that's clever, just wouldn't do it for me. All right, Maestro Donovan. Ah, oh, he's right on cue, he's good. He'd be good at that. Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na. So here's the birthdays. Let's see if you know any of these birthdays. I mentioned Twyla Tharp, the famous choreographer, 69. How about Deborah Harry? Call me, you know that song, right? She is 65 years old. Fred Schneider, I just saw him. Rock singer for the B-52s. I didn't know he was this old. 59, which I don't think it's old before everybody lights me up. He's 59, and I thought he seemed like he was like 40-something. Still has the same voice. That's the cool thing there. All right, let's go. Actor-comedian Dan Aykroyd is 58 years old. Evelyn Champagne King, she's been played a lot on the radio during the disco era, is 50 years old. Olympic gold medal track star Carl Lewis is 49. Country singer Michelle Wright, 49 years old. Actress Pam Anderson. How old do you think Pam Anderson is? She's sporting around 43. Yeah. Danny Griffiths from Space is 40. Henry Simmons also is 40. You've seen him on the tube. Missy Elliott. I like Missy Elliott. Hip-hop artist, 39 years old. Actress Liz Tyler is 33. Throwing a couple of other younger birthdays for you in case you might recognize some of them. Lindsay Bartleson is 27. Evan Ellingson is 22. And Andrew Kavanagh is 18. That seems so young. Doesn't 18 seem young? Woo! Stay tuned. Much more to come. Happy birthday to all of you who are celebrating a birthday from all of us here on America Tonight. Just make sure that you lean in. The trick candles are very, very big these days still. Hey, maybe you're going to get some of these cards that smell like a donut or a cupcake or whatever. And you might like it. It's probably a good thing if you're on a diet. You can just eat the strip, and it can't be that many calories. Probably no calories in it, right? We're going to have to investigate this story a little more.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The Tour de France starts Saturday. Three grueling weeks, and I'll be glued to every minute of this stuff. I know a lot of you will be, too. So it's a perfect time to chat with Lauren Moody, who is the editor-in-chief of Bicycling Magazine. Lauren, thanks so much for hopping on ATN with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
The biggest thing, I think, heading into the tour this year has to be the announcement a couple of days ago that Lance tweeted, of all things, that he's done. This is his last one. What do you make of that? Are you surprised by that or no?
Well, at this point, he's 38 years old. If Lance Armstrong were to win the Tour de France this year, he would be the oldest by far to ever have won. You know, he's definitely getting near the end of the road. However, he did do this back in 2005 once before. Before the Tour de France, he said, you know what, this is my last year. And I think for him, you know, it helps him get up for it in a way to say this is my last chance. You know, there is no tomorrow. You know, this time, a few years down the road, it just might be.
Do you think he, you know, eyeball this for me, do you think he can podium or even win the Tour?
You know, Lance, you never count him out. That's the thing about him. So even though he is 11 years older than Alberto Contador, he's the favorite, a Spaniard who won last year. You know, Lance has more experience in the Tour de France than just about anyone else in the peloton at this point. You know, he podiumed last year after not even racing for 3 years prior. So he actually looks to be in better condition, ready to go this year than he was last year. I think a podium finish is definitely possible. And, I wouldn't count him out to win if Contador has a bad day or some of the other favorites have a misstep. Armstrong is wily enough. He could be there to win the whole thing.
Yeah, besides Contador, you mentioned Andy Schleck or even this year's Giro winner, Ivan Basso, possibly. What do you think of those two maybe giving him some trouble?
Andy Schleck in particular, he's from Luxembourg, and he's a climber, and he will do particularly well in the mountains this year. He was second place last year, so, you know, he has experience beating Lance Armstrong in the Tour de France. There are only two riders who can say that, so Andy Schleck is a year stronger. He's a youngin', too, in his 20s, and he's just reaching his peak at this point.
Do you think when we look at the teams that Team Liquigas has the best team, the Italian team, this year with their climbing talent?
I actually think that in terms of being a well-rounded team, you have to give it to Lance Armstrong's Radio Shack team. They have several riders who've been on the podium before. There's American Levi Leipheimer, Andreas Kloden from Germany. They have a very well-rounded team, strong in every discipline on the flats, in the mountains, in time trials. So, you know, I think overall they would be considered the strongest team. Contador's team is less deep and well-rounded. But at the same time, Contador is so young, he might not need the same kind of protection and help that Armstrong's going to need.
Yeah, let's jump to something that Lance talked about the other day. What's happened since Floyd, because he was asked about this, what's happened since Floyd Landis admitted that he doped and then dragged Lance Armstrong into it?
Well, Landis came out, admitted that he had doped during his career. He said specifically when he was on Lance Armstrong's postal team, and Landis made further allegations that there was systematic doping on that team. Now, at this point, there has been a federal investigation launched into Landis's allegations, and we don't know details so far other than that in the investigation they're going to be questioning riders. The sense is that it's going to take some time to really dig to the bottom of it to see if there is a federal fraud case against Armstrong's old team. I would say it's definitely a topic that the media is going to bring up during the Tour de France, but as far as actual information on the investigation, we may not know anything for months, or it could be a year or two or even more before the investigation comes to a close.
Yeah, I agree with you. Probably a couple of years down the road. This was a big discussion on America Tonight. A lot of fans want to know why some of these guys get caught, Lauren, and why the others somehow evade doping.
It's always been a cat and mouse game with doping in cycling. The riders, the team managers, doctors, physiologists will find new ways to gain an advantage, and they always seem to be one step ahead of the testers. What we've seen in the last few years, the testing has actually become very sophisticated, and they've been able to snag some riders. They're also doing what they call the biological passport, where they actually have a blood profile of the riders, and they can check the values of those profiles to see if anything is out of whack during the season. It's all very complicated and very medical. You can imagine if you had a job where you had to give blood every few weeks or give urine every few weeks in order to be tested. It's a fairly invasive thing for the riders, but the feeling is that it's really done a lot to help clean up professional cycling. There's several teams now, too, taking a real strong anti-doping stance. And again, among the racers, among the teams, there's a sense that while doping may not be completely gone from professional cycling, things are better than they were, even just a few years ago. Just sort of like baseball had its steroids era, cycling's had its doping era.
Yeah, you know, in talking about the doping era, I was wondering about this the other day. I started to think about the history of the tour, and you just talked about the biological passports. It's going to be fascinating to watch that process and how that's able, I think, to really police the sport. But do you think they were blood doping back in the 60s and 70s?
You know, it's hard to know exactly what they were doing back then. Here's the thing about the Tour de France. It started in 1903, and 1904 was the first year they caught racers cheating by taking car rides and trying to hop on the train in order to gain an advantage. You know, there are stories of racers taking amphetamines and using cocaine to try to just get through the event. And, you know, the reason is it's the most grueling sporting event on the planet. It's 3 weeks long. They cover about 2,200 miles at hard race pace the entire time. And physiologically, it takes an extreme toll on a body. Now, I do think that it's possible to race the Tour de France, do it well, and even win it without the benefit of doping. But, you know, I think over the past century, we've seen riders trying anything, both legal and illegal, to gain an advantage.
Besides Lance Armstrong and Alberto Contador, and we also talked about Andy Schleck, and there's lots of storylines, what do you think are the most intriguing things to watch for?
Well, you know, obviously the Lance Armstrong-Alberto Contador rivalry will be making most of the headlines. There are a few Americans, I think, worth watching. One is Levi Leipheimer. He had been a previous winner of the Tour of California here in the U.S., he didn't win this year, but I think he's really coming into form for the Tour de France. He finished third a few years ago in the Tour. He's a veteran at this point. He's been in the top ten several times and really is on form this year. Also, Christian Vandevelde from Team Garmin. He's been the tough luck case of American cycling. The past couple of years, he's crashed and broken bones, but then found a way to miraculously recover in time for the Tour de France. So Vandevelde, again, an American who is worth watching for a possible top ten finish.
Do you think, Laura, more people, probably since Lance was racing and won the seven, but do you think more people are getting involved in cycling? In my own neighborhood, it seems like there's a Peloton every day. Do you see that trend? Do you see more people going back to bikes?
There are definitely people going back to bikes, and I think there are several reasons for that. Lance Armstrong and the Tour de France certainly brought more visibility to the sport. But what you're seeing across the country in the U.S. are all these cities trying to become more bike-friendly. And I think the cities are realizing that when you become bike-friendly, you also become a healthier community, a safer community. People feel comfortable out on the streets, and you're a more environmentally friendly community. So I think you see locally communities promoting biking, you know, people wanting to get fit, some people wanting to save a little money on gas, and just generally a feeling that a bike is a good way to do it. So we have seen more people taking up the sport for themselves, and personally I think that's a fantastic thing to have not only watchers but doers.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't let you slip away without asking this personal one. Here you are, the editor-in-chief of Bicycling Magazine. What are you riding?
Well, you know, actually today I rode my bike to work, and that was the only ride I was able to sneak in. So I think any bike ride is a great ride. But as the editor-in-chief of Bicycling Magazine, I actually rarely get to ride my own bike. It's a sob story, I know, but I'm usually too busy testing very nice brand-new bikes. But like I said, some days, you know, all I can sneak in is that ride to work.
Oh, that's rough that you get to test all the new bikes. That's
really
a good gig.
Very hard.
Thanks so much for sharing your insights. We appreciate it. Lauren Mooney, the editor-in-chief of Bicycling Magazine. I know I'll be watching, you'll be watching, and we appreciate the time.